Greetings, everyone. This episode is going to be quite fruitful for all of you. I'm calling it myology. Now, the scientific term myology relates to the study of muscles. But myology, capital M, capital Y, hyphen, ology, is basically about my wheelhouse, what's productive for me, my discoveries during my life journey. So I'm going to share quotes that I've saved over a period of time. Every time I have a thought that I believe that will help others in a productive way, I make a note of them. So I'm going to share them with you today. The first one, be amazing at what you are gifted to do. It's your wheelhouse. You're the owner, not a tenant. Every day is a new day, another chance to do even more. No stopping, no interruptions, no distractions. This one is very simplistic. You're the reason. You can go many places with that one. If you can manage and execute for a corporation for their success, why not do it for yourself, your family? Be your own brand. Prepare, lay it out, press on. That thought came from listening to potential entrepreneurs who are on the cusp of leaving their job to possibly start their own business. Peace plus tranquility are even valued by our little ones. We teach them to avoid confusion and to travel in circles of peace, love, joy, and fairness. I think that is so good for our children, our young people. More than likely, your successes did not happen just by your efforts alone. So practice reciprocity. Help others succeed. Give back. What they don't know is cool, as long as you know. Keep moving the needle. Get it done. If it hasn't been done before, be the first, but make it your business not to be the last one. This is one of my favorites. When you're good at what you do and capitalize on it, it's not personal. It's bold business. Now or later, time won't wait either way. Another one. Life is on the green light even when we stop on red. Your goals won't always be supported. Naysayers come a dime a dozen. Fly on. Don't land unless you need to refuel. Never give up on yourself. Others will just have to catch up or stay behind. For me and my journey, it's imperative that I ask God for His guidance every day. Not just when I'm in the midst of a storm. Everyone will go through a storm. It'll be okay. Keep the faith. Storms past and God's love and protection will last. Live like tomorrow is not yours, because it isn't. Map out your own trajectory. Stay in control of where you want to be in upcoming years. If an influencer, remember to influence with love and grace while trailblazing. That's where the real power is. It was good until it wasn't. Then it was good again. That one came from the gut during one of my moments. negativity will never elevate any space. That's the truth. You'll attract the right people, the right audience, who can't wait to be coached by you. They'll hang on to your every word and then apply them to their life. Trust me, they want to win too. I had a very personal friend in mind who is a coach in every way when I came up with that one. You'll know what to do and when to do it, but be willing to pivot, but never settle for less. You should see the different emotions in a person whom you commit your valuable time to. Observe. Your emotions should not overshadow logic. Seeing how a person handles real life situations takes time. I had my grandchildren in mind when I came up with this one. Little things, important moments lead to bigger things and unforgettable moments. A strong faith and a global mindset will get you to your desired place. Children should know how to have liberties as adults. Discussing faith, health, education, and wealth are conversations to have. But this one. Good character outlives words. The love you have for yourself should be so loud that the sound is deafening for others, but not for you. Amen. No life is free of challenges, but every life is saturated with possibilities. That's enough, I think, for now. It would be productive for you to every once in a while replay this episode, because those quotes, my personal quotes that I created, will be functional for you on days when you find them difficult. As a footnote, though, be careful about borrowing others' quotes, others' material. If you're going to repeat them, credit the original author. Give them credit or ask permission. There is something called copyright infringement. With this being an intentional international podcast, as most are, hosting captive audiences around the globe, not just individuals, but private groups, public organizations, whether corporate or nonprofit, there will be more than a handful of people who benefit from my personal quotes. There was no plagiarism here, but my shared quotes are based on being influenced by greats and empowerment from so many people whom I've met over the years and many who dwell in my personal circle, including but not limited to my family, close friends, my special companion, colleagues, entrepreneurs like myself, but mostly they're based on my belief in the highest power. His guidance and my faith have been my constant compass, and they're always northbound. I look up. I do so figuratively and literally. I simply cannot keep the formula to myself, however, and the formula is simple. And you've heard people in different veins say these words before, and I paraphrase. Seek to be greater. Every day, be better than your yesterday. Never give up on yourself. I'm your gracious host and the creator of Plugging In with GPS Podcast. If you want to get to know me even better, order my memoir that I co-authored with my sister and business partner, Marshall Feaster. You can order it at Amazon or on our website, gmaxservicesllc.com. That's gmacservicesllc.com. The title is I Know Why Mama Cried, a memoir. It's the first book in the series. Yeah, we're still writing. Readers of our first book are in great anticipation of book two. But let me tell you, writing a book takes time, especially if you're pursuing other endeavors, and particularly if you want your publication to be the best representation of yourself as a published author. As I advise published author hopefuls, once your book is published, there's no turning back. If you take a concentrated effort to write a book, it should be a product as close to perfection as possible. If you need assistance with your manuscript, contact our office at info@gmacservicesllc.com. Marshall and I are consultants and advisors. Our firm is GMAC Services LLC, and it consumes much of our time. We will, however, publish book two. Writing is one of our gifts, and we want to grace the world with our literary work. Thank you for indulging me again, my faithful podcast followers, and I welcome you if you are a new listener. Catch up and listen to previous episodes and circle back for my latest one. Fly high, everybody. Don't land your plane except to refuel or to pick up passengers who value your life as well as their own and are seeking greatness too. That's another one of my personal quotes. Dare to dream. I hope all of your dreams come true, but it'll take you elevating them from a dream to reality. I'm Goya Spry, yeah. Take it easy. Bye-bye for now. Signing off.